All right, we are recording. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Did not have a chance to get home, so I don't even have a gavel or a flag. So, call this meeting to order.
I bought a flag, too.
Huh?
I bought a flag. For Katie. It's bigger.
Let's see. I will announce we have a quorum with all three board members present. Gail, is there a flag on that? Any of those patches back there anywhere? You can see any hat.
Where did you guys put your flag that was in here?
All right, you know what? We'll just do it. We'll do it anyway. Hold your hand like this. Pretend you're holding it again. Somewhere in this corner over here.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. Liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
I bought a bigger flag for Katie to hold.
All right. Declared a quorum. Let's see. The minutes from last month. Do we have enough? Have 10 copies? That's probably enough, right?
I think there's some copies back there.
Okay. Yeah, there are. Okay, let's see. Yeah, we looked over all these.
Except for we need to change it in the cemetery.
Yeah, we're just going to make one small change. If you look under the clerk's report, first sentence, the procedure for purchase of lots within the township. There's a few sentences in there that just mentioned lots. We're just going to put a parenthesis at the end of that. It says lots refers to cemetery lots, just so there's no confusion with housing lots, obviously. I know it probably is obvious since they're only $350, but just to make sure.
Cemetery lots for who?
People that live in Pleasant Township that are going to die someday and want to be buried there.
Oh, which cemetery is it?
Dunlop.
Where is that located?
Meadowlark. Between 150 and 160, east side of the road.
Okay. So I move to approve the motion or the minutes from last month's meeting, as written, with that one small change or addendum for lots referring to the cemetery.
Second.
Something else?
I was going to say I'll second.
Okay. motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. 3-0. All right. As many of you know, we started the chip seal project today. And that was just off and running. So Philip's still working on that right now. So with his overseer's report, basically for the last month, that's been the his focus. Between that, getting those roads ready, and reacting to the few storms we had. There was a bit of damage from those. And unfortunately, they were spaced out just enough where he'd fix it, it's rain, and he'd fix it, and it'd rain. Fortunately, once this chip seal project's done, he'll have a lot more time to get onto the ditches. And that's going to be a main priority for all of us going forward, to make sure that we have somewhere for the water to go, for it to get off the roads. Crown the roads, get the water off of them, so that it runs through the ditches and not down the road. That is going to be a main priority for the next year, at least. We will have his report on PDF. We'll be happy to email it to anybody, or if you want a physical copy, we'll get one to you. Just let us know. So we'll go on to Treasury Report.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I have one more little piece. The chip seal project currently, let's see, they were just finishing up Prairie Creek between 150th and 60th. They have the prime coat down on all four of the sections. They're going to finish with one coat of rock and oil on 170th and 180th. Tonight, or before tonight is done, they will double seal Prairie Creek 170th, 180th tomorrow for sure. 160th, we're cleaning up, and then we're going to... I believe if we have enough time, we're pushing to do it, is to do that all tomorrow as well. So it'll be prime, first coat, second coat. Worst case scenario, if that doesn't get done, if 160th doesn't get done, It'll just be first part of next week. And we're going to push them on that.
I got a question for that.
And sure.
I'll leave.
Make him promise.
That's kind of a train wreck out there. Why did Apex decide to block all 4 miles at one shot? And, I mean, there's a lot of people that live in there.
I know.
And I know it's not your fault, but...
Well, it
That deal.
We can take some of that blame. I don't want to throw them under the bus because it's on us as well. The communication hasn't been great going back and forth. It's been very hard to get answers from them, and that part of that is on the timing. Just
right.
You know, it was supposed to be 3 weeks ago, then a week ago, and some of that's been weather for them.
Did anybody ever come out and just inspect anything? Or did you just wait until the last minute and
pull
the trigger and go?
No, when we wrote the contract a year and a half ago, we did drive all the miles. So they knew the sections, they knew which ones they were. As far as inspecting the road, that was on us. And frankly, I overheard, his name. It wasn't Cody, so it was Eric, the foreman. He told Philip, actually, he said, these roads look absolutely incredible. And they said one of the problems on 160th, one of the guys thought it might have been that the road was too hard
right. For
that prime coat to sink in.
Yeah, absorb into it.
Yeah, but one of the other senior guys didn't think that was the problem. He thinks they just didn't drop enough rock. They put down the oil.
Right.
Didn't drop enough rock. Well, I know, but these guys might not know.
That sounds right.
Didn't quite drop enough rock on their pass, and so the rock went like this and clumped with the oil. And so it ended up, for that first section of that stretch, just as little clumps. So when they were doing Prairie Creek, they doubled up the rock that they were putting down and making sure that it was getting in there.
Well,
frankly, it looks good. Prairie Creek looks.
I hope it gets done. I hope it works out.
Well, we absolutely won't quit on them until they get it done right. So
you should have did every other mile in there and then done the insides or something.
Well, the way they explained it to me, and I'm not trying to interrupt from Jeff, but we are like little teeny gnats on a needle to them.
Right.
And apparently we should feel blessed they even took the job. And
I don't know if it's that bad. Cause
they wouldn't even think about going one side of road and the other. They wanted the whole road closed, which is a problem with me as well. And I've had, I don't know how many calls today
okay. That
maybe they can do that when they have to redo 160 tomorrow. Maybe they can go...
Right, because you're...
4 hours.
You're living in...
I haven't been home since
right
7 o'clock. I haven't been home.
Right.
Been locked out all day.
And I'm just...
Well, I'll be honest, part of it was it wasn't supposed to take this long.
That's right.
You know, they come down from Salina. Part of the idea with blocking off all the roads was they come down from Salina, and they were supposed to bring enough trucks, enough guys to get all this done in
right. One
day. And so that was part why, okay, yeah, it'll be totally blocked off, but it's a short period of time.
Yeah.
And they showed up with half of the guys that they said they were going to bring. Literally yesterday afternoon, how many guys are you bringing? How many signs are you bringing? We have an entire trailer full of signs, and we're bringing a bunch of guys. And they showed up with 10 guys and 4 signs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon is what they said.
So we borrowed signs from Rose Hill.
So.
I got 20 vests if you ever need vests.
Okay. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
I'm first aid safety. Hey, Julie, mm-hmm. Julie, you know, I'm leaving.
Hey, you can stay. We'd love you to stay.
Hi, Seeds.
Hey there.
Hey, Kathy. Okay. If anybody has any questions, as long as we're on that, you guys can, we can go there.
Well, like I spoke to you a little bit last night.
Sure.
About what roads were getting chip sealed and being based on how, when we did the counting of the traffic.
Oh, you're Linda?
Yes.
Okay, good to meet you.
The counting of the traffic.
Correct.
That each the roads that had the highest traffic were going to get chip sealed first.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. And then there were, so you said there were like 3 that were going to get done this year?
Correct.
And then, so I asked you.
And again, we wanted to do these 3 last year. I just wanted to tell you how not set in stone it's been, for lack, and no pun intended. But literally we had a contract to do all of these last summer, and we got so much rain that our roads were messed up. Apex, other projects were messed up, so they were delayed. So that's literally why it got pushed even to this year. It's a year delayed from when it's supposed to be. So I just want to be clear that
okay.
It's really flexible. Yeah, please.
But then when I had said something about where our road was based on the list,
mm-hmm.
you said we were fourth or fifth, I believe.
If I remember correctly.
Yes, that's
so that
correct.
That would leave us to hopefully be chip sealed next year.
If we do 2 mile, if we do 1 mile or two, if you're fourth or fifth, so again, it could be next year, the year after.
Okay, so this year they're doing three, but then next year you're only doing one.
Yeah, the three was a...
One or two.
The three was a special situation because of the turnover in the board. There was a period of time where we didn't have as many employees, there wasn't as much rock getting put down, there wasn't as much spending going on for literally 6 to 9 months. And so we had a lump of cash that at last summer, my background is finance and investing, and part of that is I follow oil prices. Notice that oil prices were extremely low, and so we contracted last summer right away with APAC, and we wanted to do the 3 miles. Because we had the cash, because oil prices were so low, we got that contract in. But we know going forward that 3 miles every year would be too expensive for our budget. So that's why we'll say it'll be one or maybe two going forward each year.
You're the first mile to the north of 150, are you not?
We are between 47th or
150th
and 150th. Yeah,
right.
On county line.
Yeah, we're north of 150th.
Right, the first mile, county line road, yeah.
If you go from 140th to 130th, which is a real bad slew spot of, you put gulp culverts and stuff in.
Yeah, that flooding spot.
Have you ever thought about digging all that rock back out that's over in the field and down the
Yeah. We just bought the excavator in January, and literally that is going to be for the ditches that haven't been done for probably 30 years,
yeah.
And for reclaiming rock that's in
yeah.
these storms that's pulled off.
And then I'd eventually like to have my gutter, the culvert cleaned out.
Oh, absolutely.
Because... Whenever it rains real bad, water just comes flushing
and we've
over.
Heard nothing.
All right.
Then I'd
What's...
like to request to have another gutter put in for mm-hmm. a culvert put in. I don't want to make a U-turn on my drive.
Give me your address again.
14130 Southwest County Line.
Okay.
What do we got that can blow out a culvert? Do we got anything that can blow out a culvert?
And
they can blow out a culvert?
Mm-hmm.
The culvert
I don't know
that
I look
have
at it.
Is made just concrete.
Okay.
Oh,
I
mean,
concrete, it's about, 4 feet, 5 feet long.
Yeah.
Enough sections. And
okay.
They sank down pretty good, so.
Are they separated too?
No.
Do you know?
Me and my father-in-law put them in, we make sure we put them, suck them in, with a little lip that goes in. So,
okay.
But just like to just can kind of clean the ditches out, just to dig it down to where the water doesn't end it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's
on your list.
I think you're on the list already.
Well, honestly, the ditches are a major priority. I was saying at the last meeting, literally, when we've doing some of the research for the chip seal, literally other cities, counties, and states that have done work like this, and they create their top 10 lists. And it literally is number one, step number one in maintaining a gravel road is keeping the water off the road. Another study, literally clinical scientific study by the federal government says 90% of your problems come from water left on the roads. So yeah, getting the excavator, putting more attention on the ditches now that this project is done is going to be a major priority.
There's no culvert in two houses north of me. There's no culvert in. The water comes out and it comes down the street.
It comes
Are
out.
They new?
It goes back down to my ditch.
Right.
Okay. Any of them been there since you've been there the last few years, or were they built a long time ago? They've been there forever?
Yeah, there's been no culverts in there forever.
See, and I
We've
just...
been there for 30 years.
People come out now, and the county doesn't even... I don't know how they monitor it, but I see people building buildings all the time, and there's no culverts, and then we got to go knock on the door and tell them they got to put in a culvert.
I know that you don't... Usually when you're up high enough to where the water's going to go one way or the other, you wouldn't worry about putting a culvert.
Yeah, if you're on the peak.
But, clean the dishes out over on... Sedgwick side, you know, that's another, I don't know what you'd have to do when you chip seal. I know you probably want to clean the culverts, you know, I mean, the ditches out first so you'll be able to have some good drainage and stuff.
Right. Yeah,
that's too bad. They can't, their township can't help you out on.
We're going to ask.
Trimming the hedge is bad.
No, that's.
So you get in and do that.
You know, our agreement with Gypsum Township, who's that to the west of us, is they maintain from 150th south to 180th, and we maintain 150th to 120th, both sides of the road. So when we do your road, it'll be ditches on both sides, culverts on both sides, and all of that is prep work before the chip seal's done.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Trees also, and cleaning that up. Because the last thing we want is putting down chip seal with either false shoulders or no ditches, because the water will just go immediately under it and rip it all up. So no, we, like I said, unfortunately, that's part of a lot of the work they've been doing is all that prep work, you know, on the field.
Yeah,
so.
Do that before you can get started.
Right.
Well, going back to the area north of us that loses the rock down into the field, into the ditch, they came and repaired it, and it also washes part of the road away, so it's a very dangerous situation. And they put cones there before, but they haven't put cones there lately, and there's a big washed out area there again.
It's still there?
The road. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there isn't some other solution to keep the road from washing away there and washing away all the gravel and stuff with it.
We'll have to get, Frank, it just sounds like we'll have to get them a culvert, frankly.
Because it happens every time we have a good rain.
Right.
And it washes it away. And it's just
you build it up good enough, but it's just, once the rain just comes off the field bed, and it's just.
Floods.
Yeah.
There's a lot of water there. Yeah.
Sure,
okay, let's tell you what, we'll come back to some of that. We're going to go to Katie with the Treasury.
Okay. So, last month we discussed how we were closing out our Enterprise Bank account and moving everything to our Roseville Bank account. That happened. So, you'll notice on the Rosehill Bank reconciliation summary, we had a huge deposit.
You're looking at me.
You're always here. We had a huge deposit, but most of that was just transferring the money from Emprise Bank over to Rosehill Bank. So we started the month with the Rosehill Bank with $236,763.36. By the time we made the transfer, and we had cleared transactions that went through the account, that left us with a cleared balance of $425,175.17. Now, that cleared balance is the balance that will match up to the bank statement. Then we usually always have a few checks that are still kind of floating around that haven't cleared the bank. So if you show them up,
thank you.
If you subtract them out of our cash, our available ending balance would be $409,436.46. And that includes everything that we transferred out of our Emprise Bank account.
What was that deposit that you transferred from?
The Emprise had $248,391.50.
Thank you. $248,391, right?
$248,391.50.
Okay.
Yep.
And does that include the money for the roads? Allocated for the roads?
Yes.
So
yeah.
So we're going to be dropping about $180,000.
I think we already paid that.
Yes and no, because we also got a check in this month that hasn't hit the accounts yet.
Okay.
So by the time you throw that into the mix, it's not really going to show.
Okay, so the
county
check. Okay.
Yep,
yeah.
We got our. It's
January and June are two big.
You finally
months.
Paid, huh?
Yeah, so we have a $190,000 check that's.
To be put in.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it was deposited. It's just not in these May numbers.
And yeah, I think it's the contract was for 160 something.
164 and change.
164 and change.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, we'll have money going out and money coming in, showing on next month's.
Well, yeah, yes.
Something tells me they want to get paid after they're done.
Only when they're done.
Yeah. All right, then we have our, any questions on that? Then we have our voucher list, and I forgot to throw it on there, the $300 that I paid for the
volunteer insurance,
I forgot to throw that onto the voucher list.
Those of you who weren't here last month, that's an extra small little policy that we got. It covers volunteers for the township. It started out of, we got a call from a parole officer. They wanted to see if we had some potential hours for somebody that needed some community service work. We haven't used him yet, but one of the other ideas we had was a lot of the high schoolers need volunteer hours to graduate. And so either the National Honor Society or just some of the seniors, and we'd be able to use some of them for various small little projects. Obviously not driving any of the heavy equipment. The insurance doesn't cover that. It's literally just little things that they can help us with. Cleaning up the shop, driving the small pickup truck potentially if we're clearing tree limbs, but obviously nothing heavy. And to that note, we actually had 5 high school volunteers today helping us man the intersections while the chip seal project was going on. And I think in total, let's see, 8 to 6, 10, 3, 30, probably about 40 hours. So we got 40 volunteer hours today already from those high school kids to offset the $300 on that policy. Talked about this last month as well. Out of our last audit, one of the procedures they wanted to change was when Katie does these voucher lists, that one of us checks it against the incoming receipts. So I do that every month. I did that this month, but that is also at home with the gavel and the flag, just because I didn't make it home before the meeting. So I have gone through these and double-checked everything against receipts. So these are good to go with your addendum of the $300.
Okay. So I move that we accept them.
Well, usually you're the one that does it, so.
Did you sign a check in there?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Check.
Second. All right, so motion to approve the vouchers with the small addendum of the $300 policy for the volunteer insurance has been made and seconded. Those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. All right. Let's see. And we will go to, I'm sorry, did you have anything else? Okay. Clerk's report.
Well, my feet are dirty, and I've been sitting on the roads all day today, so I haven't been home since 7 o'clock. Does that make all you guys feel better?
No.
I don't think so. That's just taken up all my time the last couple of days, the road getting done. And I had an awfully lot of calls today, and there's so many people that are unhappy. I just want you to know that I sent out about 50 cards to the people that are on those roads. I mailed them on Tuesday when I found out Monday night that we were actually going to get somebody in here on Thursday. And then, of course, they called the next day and said it was going to be Wednesday night. So I went ahead and mailed them out because we hadn't gotten a date. It had been changed so many times. I'm just telling you, I mailed them out. I posted on social media, and still it seemed like nobody out in the county knew. So the only thing I'm going to take to Jeff tonight is to see if we can get APAC tomorrow, since 160 has to be redone, to see if they can split off the road and remain open on one side. Because if they're doing a four-hour deal, they can start with that road first, do the layover on one side, and then we'll just have to have somebody flagging traffic, even if it's me, to maintain one side completely open. And then in the afternoon, we can do the other side, vice versa, whatever. And
that's ain't good on 160.
Why?
because all the traffic goes north of 160. There's nobody who lives south of 160.
How do you figure that? I live Merlin, south of 160.
160.
You don't? You
one,
go north of 160.
Merlin, 160 well, runs east-west.
It does.
Yeah.
What do you...
And there's a lot of people...
The only thing is south of...
Right, but there's going to be a lot of people that are coming up that 160 road.
And you're going to cross the freight car to get home?
Well, we're going to have to. They're going to have to let one place be that way.
Well...
It's just no getting around
it. What?
There's no other way out of it. There's no way out of Mulberry.
Right.
And there's people that
no, nobody at my house.
Stayed home from work and
had to leave work early and go pick up my son at Prairie Creek, and I walked up there 2 or 3 times today to take a shirt so that Mark could leave work early and go get Harley, and I walked up, took Harley a shirt, Mark took Harley back to his other job. It was just, it would be nice if we did 2 sides. Wow.
Okay. I agree. I think what Julie was trying to explain was, even if we do the south side of 160th first, and the prime coat goes down, that prime coat is what needs to sit for 4 hours. So if they go do the double seals on the other roads while that's curing, come back to do that, at some point we have to prime the north side of 160th. And that'll have to be a 4-hour block where that doesn't get... Let me rephrase it. It can get driven on, but when it gets driven on, it automatically sticks to the tires and it comes right up the road. And then there's nothing on the road in those spots. And so it literally... I don't know what your answer... I mean, it just... At some point, it'll have to be blocked for 4 hours.
You can't turn it out.
I'll see if they can do it from... I'll see if they can do it from 2 to 6 in the morning.
Hey, that sounds like a better idea to me.
Yeah.
I know, and
I totally understand. I totally sympathize, and I'm very sorry. I honestly don't know how. I'm not sure how we could have notified differently, because originally this thing was set for
last
3 weeks ago.
Well, last year. Really.
And then we got some rain, and then a week ago. And then literally yesterday afternoon, they said, Monday of this week, they said, we'll be there Wednesday at 4 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, we'll do the prime, we'll let it sit all night, and then we'll come back on Thursday and do the seal. And so it was just going to be the 4 hours Wednesday evening, or early evening. Literally at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they said, oh, we're not coming. We'll be there 8 o'clock Thursday morning. I was like, okay. And so I really apologize. I just... I don't know what the answer is. If we started saying 3 weeks ago, okay, chip seal's about to start. And then a week ago, okay, chip seal's about to start. And Wednesday, chip seal's about to start. I mean, at some point, you guys go, well, I don't believe it.
Can you? Can
as
you
long
maybe...
as it's not Kellogg and it's like ongoing forever, you know, this is a blip.
But I got an idea.
Right.
I appreciate that, but I know it's been a wreck today.
Down again tomorrow. I know all these people are trying to get to work.
I've driven on the road, and they're going to fix that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Phillip's scraping it all off right now.
Oh, wow.
They are going to front load and just take all the oil and seal that they put down. They're going to scoop it all up and take it out of here.
Can they take it off my car?
Unfortunately, WD-40 and a rag. I know, I had it all over mine, too. I spent like an hour.
But let me ask you something.
Sure.
Is there any way we can shut off one side only, such as the south side, let the north side stay traveled tomorrow and then make them come back the day after or even Monday and do the other side of the road?
How does that change? How does that change?
It lets Merlin get out. It lets the people
no,
get out of Mulberry.
Hang on. How does that change the second day? The second day, it's still blocking Mulberry for 4 hours.
Well, no, if you only do one at a time.
The only...
One lane at a time.
No, the north and south, that doesn't solve it. Potentially, well, I don't know if this is an option. If we can go from Mulberry and do... Maybe we do both sides going west so that everybody can get out to the east. That sits for 4 hours. They come back to it. Actually, that might work.
And then you go
just get down.
Just get down. Either way, surely we can work something out.
I can't hear you.
You still got to do the intersection.
Of?
Yeah.
What intersection?
If you do west, okay. You still got to do the intersection
of Mulberry.
And that blocks it.
But if you only do half of the intersection at a time, you can still use one half.
No, you still
Prairie Creek's doing that.
Still got to drive across
right.
It.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's part of Prairie Creek.
So maybe it's... Well, maybe to that point, it's half of Mulberry, and go west. Let me think. That's
reasonable.
If we go half of and go west, let that sit for 4 hours while they go do that. They come back, they put a seal. That would work.
Yeah, that would work.
All right. I think we have an idea.
But you'll have to bully them into it, and make them do it.
Right. No, I got no problem with
that. We're going to try to do it that way: east of Mulberry, west of Mulberry.
Halfway to Gail's point, halfway in the intersection, we'll go, pick one, we'll go west first with the prime. They'll go double seal the other two roads, or three roads, come back 4 hours later, chip seal from the west on 160th, then that's drivable, so everybody can go that way, and then they'll prime the other way. But then they're sitting here for 4 hours.
That's
right. All right, we'll have to see. I'll have to. I know. I know, because then they're just sitting doing nothing for 4 hours, probably. It might work. I don't know. Because the double seal on the other side might take longer than 4 hours. So they might have. If they go do two roads, come back in prime, go do one road, come back, they might have less downtime in the middle there.
By that time, they're going to be out of gravel. Who's scratching their head?
No, they're bringing more. They're bringing more, and more oil. They at least responded well. He got on the phone and called more trucks and more guys right away when it happened.
You're out of Salina, you said?
Salina, yeah.
Emporia?
This
was Emporia.
Emporia, I'm sorry, Emporia is where this group is out of. Yeah.
How'd they screw up on 60th? What they do?
The prime
not
was,
enough
the,
rock.
The prime was down fine, and then the oil got put down, and they didn't put down quite enough rock. And so what happened was the
clumped.
The oil and rock sucked together and just clumped.
Oh, wow.
Instead of covering the whole thing. And so literally going down 160th, there were...
Oh, it's terrible. Have you been down it yet, Julie?
No, I can't get...
Oh, it's a joy.
It's yeah, horrific.
It's huge.
I can't even believe it happened on our first project. It just
maybe Philip will have it all cleaned up, Tom.
He's about to lose his flipping mind. Prime it. I don't know. Possibly.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Well, after the meeting tonight, we're talking about options. What else you got?
The last thing I have is I need a couple of checks because a lot of times Katie's not available, and so. I'm going to keep at least one or two checks so that when she's not available...
We haven't voted on that. That's
I
not.
Have them. Well, I would like a couple tonight because I have... I went and brought all that stuff the other day for the printing and everything, and I had no... And I asked for those Monday, and I could have used that, but I had to all fork over the money instead.
Well, I'm sorry to correct you, but...
Remember I asked Monday?
You brought it up as an option, and I'll be honest, I don't remember you specifically asking for
Monday?
Checks.
Monday? Yeah, Monday I did.
I don't think you did.
Do you remember, Katie, me asking for a check Monday?
I remember you talking about...
Not getting a check every month to have... But for me, so I had to... Because I told you I was going to have to buy some stuff, and I wanted to keep some.
All I remember was that
okay,
you were interested
I'm sick of doing it up front, so... Okay. Whatever you guys work
Let's,
out...
All right, let's just...
I just won't do it anymore.
Okay. We'll talk. We'll finish that after the meeting. Did you have anything else in your
nope.
clerk's report? Okay. Trustee report is most of what I said. Sorry? Half hour? Yeah, exactly. That's at home, too. Let's see. We didn't put anything on the agenda as far as items of business to vote on because we weren't sure... what the timing was going to end up with the project as far as whether we, all three of us would be here, two of us would be here, what it was going to be. So we just said, all right, we're not going to have anything on there to vote on. That's a question.
Well, I thought we were going to do some reviews, but those never happened. didn't have time with their own.
They did. They did. Philip just had his 2-year anniversary on June 15th. Wrote up his review. We can do. We can talk to him about salary and stuff, but we can okay the review next month.
Okay.
It was just a question. We didn't know if just one of us was going to be here, two, three. We weren't sure, so we didn't put any items on there. So we're to open floor if anybody had anything else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wear a hat tomorrow. You need it.
Thank you. I know. I even put sunscreen on. All of a sudden, I looked in the rearview mirror. I was like, holy criminy. I got cooked. All right.
I just wanted to ask a question.
Please.
About when you talked about the website, getting the website going.
Yes.
That's his monthly question.
It's been such a thorn in my, you know what. And usually Michael asks me every month. And
excellent. Thank you. I don't get in trouble.
That's why he's laughing. Please, go ahead.
Just my question is, how soon... You know, do we think we're going to get this up and running? And also, are we paying for this website when we're not getting use up for it?
Yes. Yeah, it has been, I said it last month, I think, again. It's been the worst mistake I've had since being trustee. It's been on me. I've totally, I don't want to say push these guys out of it, but I'm the one that's been dealing with the company. And it's just... other things have come up. The chip seal project, when we had all the rains in the spring working with FEMA, you know, we had the potential to get $50,000 or $60,000 back from FEMA, so I put a bunch of time into that instead of the website. We ended up getting nothing. So it's kind of like, okay. Because I don't know if you weren't around for that. Just briefly, the federal government changed their rules as far as what qualifies for FEMA reimbursement. So in years past, we'd been able to get $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000. When we had major storms, we got zero this spring. Because we had a history of that, that's what I put a lot of my time and effort into the website. The chip seal project came up, buying a new grader, buying a new excavator, things of that nature, doing our first audit over the past year. And I'm honestly not saying all this to make excuses. It's been my worst mistake, and I'm trying to get it done, frankly.
Now, is your Facebook site still going?
Well, as of yesterday, I brought it back up because we don't have the website going, and I completely understand. I get lots of calls, so I brought it back up, and I did post that we were going to do the roads, and I'll probably continue to post at least until the website is operable for everybody.
Maybe. We'll talk about that.
My page.
Don't think. All right. So, anything else? Anybody? All right, again, I really appreciate your patience, especially today. We'll keep pushing. All right, thank you. 7:13.